That ship just disappeared. If the data on my returning probe ship matches my computerized calculations, I will trap that no man has dared to go into the black hole.
numbers in the tenth of a second window flickered past so quickly that it was almost impossible to read them. Now they were appearing and disappearing at discrete intervals, and he could count them off one by one without looking. The seconds themselves were passing with incredible slowness, as if time itself were coming to a stop. At last,
the tenth of a second counter froze between 5 and 6.
Zero and a million times the velocity of light. Somehow, he was not in the least surprised. There was no atmosphere. He could could see all details in blur, peer down to an incredibly remote and flat horizon. You must be above a world of enormous size, perhaps one much larger than Earth. Yet despite its extent, all the surface that Bowman could see was tessellated into obviously artificial patterns that must have been miles on the side. It was like the jigsaw puzzle of a giant that played with planets. And at the centers of many of those squares and triangles and polygons were gaping black shafts, twins of the chasm from which he had just emerged. Yet the sky above was stranger, and in its way, more disturbing than even the improbable land beneath. For there were no stars. Neither was it the blackness of space. It was only a softly glowing milkiness that gave the impression of infinite distance. Bowman remembered a description he had once heard of the dreaded Antarctic whiteout, like being inside a ping pong ball. Those words could be applied perfectly to this weird place, but the explanation must be utterly different. This sky could be no meteorological effect of mist and snow. There was a perfect vacuum here. Then, as Bowman's eyes grew accustomed to the nacreous glow that filled the heavens, he became aware of another detail. The sky was not, as he had thought at first glance, completely empty. Dotted overhead, quite motionless, and forming apparently random patterns, were myriads of tiny black specks. They were difficult to see, for they were mere points of darkness, but once detected, they were quite unmistakable. They reminded Bowman of something. Something so familiar, yet so insane, that he refused to accept the power until the logic forced it upon him. Those black holes and the white sky were stars. He might have been looking at a photographic negative of the Milky Way. Where in God's name am I? Bowman asked himself. And even as he posed the question, he felt certain that he could never know the answer. It seemed that space had been turned inside out. This was not a place for man. This was not a place for me. 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 Thank you.
overcome the intense gravity, the probe ship was also drawn into the whirlpool. Faster and faster it rushed down the dreadful abyss, accelerating beyond the boundaries of human imagination. Finally, at the speed of light, amid the overwhelming blur of lights and images, a strange sensation of weightlessness and timelessness settled upon the crew. The physical world merged with the mental, and the voyagers found themselves traveling through their own deepest thoughts. Dark images of despair and desolation would suddenly give way to blinding flashes of hope and revelation. Their journey of the mind took them to the very roots of time. Then it was over. The probe ship had come through the black hole. Kate looked through the viewport to see a shining array of stars. Was this their own galaxy? Was it even their own time? There were no answers. They sat so moody, knowing they had faced the most incredible ordeal of space and had survived. They had proved that man was not just an insignificant speck, but something special, like a delicate flower in a cosmic desert, a piece of the universe, a piece of part of creation.
Thank you.